Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Two and the wind.
Let's make sure.
Oh,
very close.
Oh.
Is there enough to overturn?
Oh, that's on. That's on the line, isn't it? That's a toe. By a toe.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, football is back. And let me just say, Mike Tirico, you are the man. He set that old play up by saying, and the first game of the season comes out to the final play in the 105th season of the NFL. And then you get that call, and you get that play, and you get that drama. A toe keeps the Baltimore Ravens from possibly tying or winning the game. They were going to go for two, so they're going for the win there. And just like that, folks, football is back. As we say good morning to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift, all the overnight dancers in Kansas City, you know they made some money. I don't know about here in the Bay Area. Maybe on Monday night. But good morning to everybody out there, teachers, students, high school football teams getting ready to roll, volleyball teams, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Let me just say this real quick, Jazz, before you get in here, because you got the stone cold looking at me. I know they hate watching. I know. And get your mic on, because I'm going to kick it to you in a second. When Kansas City had the pregame pageantry with all the Super Bowl banners, and there's Clark Kunt at the end. This one's for you, Kansas City. And there's four banners there on the field and three in the last 5 years. I freaking tweeted, and I felt like this. I said, you know what? Now I'm pissed off. Because we should have been at Levi's Stadium for a football game on Thursday night, playing either the LA Rams, playing the Cowboys, or something. Probably would have been the Cowboys. And Kansas City is celebrating the Super Bowl. And just, did anybody think they were going to lose yesterday? You're watching that game. Rashee Rice is a bona fide number one now. Xavier Worthy, the human joystick, is another toy for Andy Reid. They don't even have Hollywood Brown yet. Just wait until Hollywood Brown gets back. Travis Kelce, all he's got to do is run 5 yards, turn around, Mahomes is going to hit him. And Mahomes is great. Their offensive line is good. Their defense is good. Their coordinators are good. They get away with calling timeouts. They get all the calls. I mean, it's Kansas City's world, and we're just living in it.
Vontae, I hate them so much. He's the greatest player I've ever seen. I'm already ready to crown it. There are certain guys that you see in real time, and you're like, yeah, this is just different, and we can see where this is going. I don't even care if he wins another one. I think he's the greatest player I've ever seen. I was telling Spadoni, I think if they truly wanted to, and it was do or die every single week, I think they'd go undefeated. That's how good I think he is and how good I think they are. They've got an unbelievable, iconic OG stadium that I'm jealous of.
Arrowhead Stadium.
It's one of the loudest, coolest venues ever. It looks amazing.
I can't wait to go there.
Their grass looks incredible. Yep. I'm envious of their grass, okay? I'm not joking.
He's not talking about the stuff you smoke, folks.
They've got a defensive player in Chris Jones who literally is like, oh, your left guard's garbage? Yeah, I'm going to line up over him. Next play. Let me see if this right guard's any good. Let me line up over him. No, you get out of my way. I'm going to line up right over here. He's an all-time player. Complete badass. They lose Snead. Basically trade him away to Tennessee. They're like, yeah, we got some other guy you've never heard of, and he's going to be sticky man coverage all day.
Jaylee Watson.
Right?
Sticky man.
And then they got three linebackers that
McDuffie,
I think.
Trent McDuffie, by the way. Trent McDuffie's pretty damn good.
No, McDuffie's outstanding. They've got three linebackers that no one's going to talk about. Bolton, Karlofkis, and Chenault, who just run around and thump people. Just great players. Relentless pursuit. And they're going up against a guy in Lamar Jackson. Poor Lamar. And like, let me lay this out. James Harden and Chris Paul were much more unlikable than what Lamar is.
Yeah.
But there's this poor guy element to Lamar. I'm watching one of the greatest players I've ever seen. And the gap between him and Mahomes could not be farther. And he's amazing. On a field of Adonises, okay? No, but he looks like a varsity player going up against a bunch of eighth graders, doesn't he? I mean, he does. I mean, he can't hit the right side of a barn sometimes. Accuracy.
Yeah, I know.
But that team's going to win 11 or 12 games. Baltimore's really good.
I know.
Really good. I mean, maybe they win some playoff games if Mahomes isn't around. They're a really good team. Mahomes and that offense, and this goes back to the weapons, and I know I'm laying this out. Rashee Rice looked incredible on
slants. He's a bonafide number one.
And now I get why D'Amino Lenore was begging the defensive coordinator to line up against him exclusively in the slot. Like, he was their guy. Last year was a year to beat him. Right. They had no outside threat. And now they got Xavier Worthy. He only made a couple plays. And they're both touchdowns yesterday.
But you know what? You have to respect his speed.
Well, of course.
You have to respect his speed.
He weighs 130 pounds.
If it goes single coverage on him with a safety, he's going to run right by you.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm telling you, Shasky, they don't even have Hollywood Brown yet. He's another speed. And I know you don't like Hollywood Brown, but he's a damn good player.
Juju Smith-Schuster dropped the ball in the end zone.
I know.
All right? And then they got Noah Gray, who I don't even know if he's any good, but he's great as a two, you know, and then Kelsey didn't even do anything last night. Pacheco, they found Pacheco in the seventh round. And then I'm looking at their offensive line. They drafted the center a couple of years ago. He looks like a stud.
Creed Humphrey out of Oklahoma. He's a baller. They just extended him.
They got a left tackle who had like 30 dropbacks last night and like a handful of pressures.
Right.
And against a defensive line.
Joe Thuney, right? And he missed the Super Bowl. Remember, he missed the Super Bowl against the 49ers.
Bonte.
He didn't play.
Bonte. They are the Madden team that is favored to win every single game. That, the draft's coming around. Everyone that they get, 9 times out of 10, you're like, yeah, that's going to work. That's going to work because, you know, Andy. And then Andy's sitting on the sideline and he's going over the iPad.
And they're letting Spagnuolo, they're letting him call timeouts as his assistant coach. They get away with, they called so many illegal formations on Baltimore. And I'm looking at Kansas City. I was like, are they going to call anything?
The sad part is that Steve Young was right. Everybody else was right. And look, maybe stuff happens throughout the year. Last year was the year to beat him, though. It was just so the year to beat him was last year.
Yeah,
and the Niners had him. And it's just...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm never going to get over it. And the part that drives me nuts is they play a brand of football that I love. And that's the part that I hate watching them, they're a physical elite defense that is completely underrated with an all-time quarterback who has the greatest pocket feel I've ever seen. We talk about throwing on the run. No one throws on the run better than him.
You know,
he's like ding, ding, ding. He's unreal. I hate him.
510 makes a good point. Xfinity Mobile text line. Lamar is Manny to Mahomes is Brady. And I think that's a good call. Now, Manny took a long time to win a ring.
Phil Mickelson.
I wouldn't call out Lamar winning a ring yet because as he airmails Zay Flowers in the back of the end zone on the play before the last play of the game, he throws an absolute dime to Isaiah Likely. The touchdown play to Isaiah Likely, where he rolls around, he sees Bolton back turn to the play, throws a dime, Likely makes a great catch after runs after catch. He was awesome, an unbelievable play. Lamar was special, over 100 yards rushing, special? Nearly 300 yards passing. He was unreal, and he was throwing. Basically, he was running screen passes and swing routes the first three quarters of the game. It's like, dude, push the ball downfield. But Baltimore, and I was watching this early on, and I was thinking to myself, they always feel like they're a wide receiver short.
Always feel like they're a wide receiver short.
They've got to get a playmaker quietly. I was texting my boy Harry Bereser yesterday. And I thought, I didn't want to put these out in the airways. As we talked about Brandon Ayuk possibly getting traded to Pittsburgh.
Thank God they didn't.
In Cleveland.
It's a playmaker league.
It's a playmaker league.
But
also, I'm a little surprised. And I don't know if that, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I don't know.
What?
But I'm a little surprised that the Baltimore Ravens weren't in on Brandon Ayuk.
Well, that's really interesting.
You don't think Ayuk would fit perfectly with Lamar and Zay Flowers and Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews and Derrick Henry?
How good is Isaiah Likely? I mean, he kicked the Niners butt.
He kicked the Niners butt, but that's the thing. I'm watching both those teams, and you know, last year was the year to beat Kansas City. But damn, do we forget what Baltimore did to the 49ers on Christmas night?
They dismantled them.
I didn't want to play Baltimore in the Super Bowl.
I know.
That's a bad matchup for the 49ers.
Kyle Hamilton's so good.
Kyle Hamilton was everywhere. Their defensive line was – they got Ojabo from Michigan. I know. He's going to be a stud. I mean, the other guy on the other side is going to be a stud.
99 is a monster.
I mean –
how do you say his name?
Well, they got Ojabo on one side. And then who's the other guy?
He changed his name. That's a D-tackle.
That's a D-tackle. Nobdy. I'll just say Nobdy.
I'll say this. That and Roquan Smith is unreal.
Sideline to sideline.
What happened in Chicago?
Well, I don't know. Well, the game I was at in Chicago when Trey Lance was getting popped left or right. Guess who was popping him left or right? Roquan Smith.
No, he's a monster.
And Roquan Smith goes sideline to sideline.
Patrick Queen left in free agency.
Odafe Owe.
Okay.
Number 99. That's number 99.
He's sweet.
You got David Ojabo from Michigan, okay, who played alongside Aiden Hutchinson.
So I got him confused. My bad.
Then you got Nnamdi, number 92, inside, who's a monster.
Michael
Pierce, number 58, is 350 pounds. Write it down. Running backs and quarterbacks. He's a monster. Those were two titanic teams.
100%.
And yet, when you watch that game, I'm thinking to myself, Baltimore's lucky to be in this game.
Well, yeah.
Because it felt like Kansas City left a lot of food on the table.
I hate them so much. But I go back to this. Like, I look at what's the one team that actually can line up across the board with Kansas City? I do think it's the Niners. I do. I look at their personnel and I say to myself, okay, to me, it's a passing league,
right,
and it's a weapon league. You got to have 3, 4, 5 right, weapons on offense for me to even consider you. So the more I think about it, like, oh boy, my Buffalo, you know, bold predictions, yeah, aren't looking good. I don't think they have firepower. I don't think they have enough firepower. And I look at Baltimore and you say, oh, they're a receiver short. There's not a question in my mind that they're not a receiver short.
Well, here's the deal.
They're going to win 11, 12 games.
I mentioned this last, because we always argue about, you know, whether it's basketball, whether it's football. You know, this whole old adage that defense wins championships.
Yeah,
so the Minnesota Timberwolves are a great little example here. They're number one defensive team in the NBA. They got undressed by the Dallas Mavericks. Undressed. What beat the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA Finals? Sure, Boston was really good defensively, but their 5-out offense and their ability to dribble, drive, penetrate cooked the Dallas Mavericks. There's a scout, and I mentioned this last year, and a lot of people kind of frowned upon it, but look, in the defense, in the NFL, you need defense. There's no doubt about it. You need to make plays.
Stops.
You need to make plays.
You're not holding teams to 8 points a game.
But this scout told me, he goes, you know, Bonte, if you don't have an offense, you've got no shot in today's day and age.
I completely agree.
And the offense sputtered in the Super Bowl against these same Kansas City Chiefs. You need the third down passing attack. You need vertical passing games. You have to be able to push the ball down the field and get big chunk plays like the Kansas City Chiefs, where they're doing it with Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. You have Isaiah Likely, whatever it is, Zay Flowers. You have to be able to push the ball totally down agree. The field. But your offense sometimes has to be your best defense. Times last season with the 49ers, their offense was their best defense. Scored 30, scored 35, because they put so much pressure on you offensively to where your defense is sitting back. They got a 7-0 lead, a 10-0 lead, a 17-0 lead, and they're saying, oh, we just got to get after the quarterback. It changes the entire game plan. Yeah. And think about how much pressure was on Baltimore to try to keep up with Kansas City last night. So offense, you know, yes, you need situational defense. You need to be able to get stops.
Situational stop.
Hold teams at three in today's day and age.
I agree.
But you better have some playmakers, and you better have some explosiveness on the offensive side of the football.
Well, and what Baltimore got was the turnover, right? Yep. And you need to be able to create turnovers because you're going to give up yards. Like the days of we held them to 140 scrimmage yards, it's just not going to happen.
Over.
It's just
going to give up 250 yards of passing. You're going to give up.
Just,
you're going to give up close to 100 yards.
Yeah.
Teams are going to move the ball left and right.
Well, and this goes back to I look at the 49ers and I say to myself, like, all right, everyone, like, oh, this is Debo's last year, and he even got asked the question. No, it's not. They need all their weapons.
Yeah.
They need to be 3 and 4 wide receivers deep in perpetuity, like forever. And you know what? You know what we don't have? We don't have a second tight end. And that's an area. And that's how deep you have to be on offense now.
Yep.
Look at Houston. Look at Green Bay, how many wide receivers they have. All of the teams that you consider to be contenders have 5 weapons on offense. Now, the Niners have elite weapons. But, like, that's how deep you got to go. Because if your guy gets knocked out for 2 or 3 plays, you better have somebody who can get open.
You need Jacob Cowley to pop.
I agree.
You know what? Ricky Pearsall being on
Jordan
the field.
Jordan Mason to have a monster year.
Especially with the Achilles injury that popped up on the injury report.
You know, one more thing I have to bring up.
But the Chiefs defense, real quick, you see the graphic when they were talking about the playoffs, and they had the defensive players in the classroom.
It was incredible.
And they had the chalkboard. NBC does a great
job
with their graphics. It's unbelievable.
I think Mike Tirico is the most underrated broadcaster of this generation.
He's no longer underrated. I mean, this guy may not, football may not even be his best sport, Chasky.
Everybody tries to pretend. Al Michaels had a great career. Mike has been better than Al for a decade.
Dude,
like, what are we watching?
Mike Tirico, this may not even be his best sport, and that's saying a lot.
He's amazing.
I saw this guy in the Kentucky Derby, didn't skip a beat. I'm like, damn, Mike, what don't you do?
In the sense of the moment, just the way he calls it in the moment, on the sense of
the final call.
A toe!
Yeah, no, but he set up the play. all of a sudden they're getting to the line of scrimmage, and here we go. In the 105th season in the NFL, the first game of the season comes out to the final play. And then he lets it breathe, and he's like, Lamar, can you play the final call one more time? Because I had goosebumps. I text you guys right away. I was like, Mike Tirico's a god. He's unbelievable.
You know where I've seen that, Mike.
First four, Lamar trying to make magic happen. Throw an end zone. Likely to be down. Yes!
That's Mike Tirico. But they showed a classroom, the little graphic with the classroom, where they got Chris Jones sitting at a table and Carl Office and all these guys. And you see the offenses they played in the playoffs, Buffalo, Baltimore, San Francisco. They allowed 15.8 points a game.
Yeah,
Knowing that their offense was a little behind standards, but below their standards in Kansas City. So, you know, when you look at the Niners, Jacob Cowing, Jawan Jennings, Chris Conley, Jordan Mason, all hands off freaking deck offensively.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.